This is Scott Craig, and I'm coming to you from Bighorn Canyon Production Studio, and today is the day we vote. In the studio with me again is Gordon Howie, State Senator and CEO of Bighorn Canyon, which just brought Glenn Beck to town. Gordon, let's talk about Glenn Beck just for a second, because I think Glenn was talking about our need to wake up. He kept saying that, and he was talking about people of faith. Wake up.
Oh, excuse me, I've been asleep here. I just... Yeah, you know, the truth of the matter is that Glenn Beck articulates a very clear message to America.
Yeah.
Wake up or lose America as we know it.
Today is really considered one of the most pivotal elections in the history of our country, and Christians have got to vote.
Yeah, Scott, it's amazing to me that people do not realize that whether they go to the voting booth or whether they stay home, they are actually voting.
Yeah, they are.
They're making a decision. They're either going to vote in this election for God-fearing men and women who believe in the principles this country was founded on that really made our country great.
Yeah.
They're either going to go to the polls and yes. vote for those people, or they're going to vote for wickedness in government yes. by not voting. Because the reason we see such wickedness in high places today in our state, federal governments, is because the body of Christ has elected to be disengaged. Somehow think it's not Christian to be political.
Right.
What? I would challenge those believers and say it's not Christian to not be political. Mm-hmm.
Folks, I don't know if you caught yesterday, but I shared some of the reasons why Christians need to vote. And one of those is because it really is obedience to Scripture. When Paul, the Apostle Paul, writes in Romans 13, for Christians to be subject to the government, that really means in America, we need to vote because the government in America is us.
Yeah.
We the people.
We found the enemy.
Hello.
And guess what? We're it.
It's us. So who's leading this place if we're not going to the polls?
You know, I listen to conversations in different coffee shops as I've traveled the state, listen to conversations of people who are complaining about what's happening to America right now. And the large percentage of those people are folks who have been disengaged. Now, some of them are waking up. But the body of Christ has been asleep. We've talked about this previously. Only a third of evangelical Christians even bother to vote. And of that third, half of them vote wrong. Now, if you go into any church congregation, you're going to discover, if you took a poll, half the hands would raise when you say, are you a Democrat? Half would raise when you say, are you a Republican? Well, maybe there's a few independents, libertarians, and constitutionalists thrown in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. But we need to vote as citizens of heaven, not citizens of the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. The point is, if you vote for and support a candidate who does not believe in, for instance, the sanctity of life,
right.
and the reality that God needs to be part and parcel of our legislation, of our government. Well, if you don't believe that, then I would challenge your Christianity, frankly. And and I get a lot of strange looks when I say things like that, Scott. But the truth is, let's examine our voting behavior by the Scriptures, and let's examine whether or not we should be engaged in politics by what Christ, the example he gave us.
Sure. How can there be a disconnect? Because the Word of God, it either is or is not our authority for faith and practice. And if it is, then we're going to vote clearly along certain lines.
You know, I'm just struck as you're talking about the story about the Samaritan, the Good Samaritan. Mm-hmm. We all know that story.
Yeah.
The Pharisee and the Sadducee and the whoever else you see go by on the side of the road and look at the poor sap who's just been beaten by a bunch of thugs. Along comes a Good Samaritan. Mm. Well, there's something in that story for Americans as it relates to voting. Are you going to be one of the Sadducees or Pharisees or we'll just watch, you see. We're not going to do anything, you see. Mm. Let's instead go to the voting booth and cast a ballot for righteousness. Because if we don't, we are no better than those who just went by that poor guy who was beaten and left for dead. Yeah. We're just leaving our country in the hands of thugs, of thieves, of embezzlers, of purveyors of wickedness. So how does that make us any better than those who walked by that poor fellow who'd been left for dead? It makes us exactly like them. Wow. If we do not vote, if you're going to be the Good Samaritan, then you better get engaged and you better reach your hand out and you better put your hand to what you can do. The scripture says to know good and not do it is sin.
Yes.
So how can we say staying home from the voting booth is not sin? And if we're talking about righteousness as the body of Christ, don't we have to acknowledge our sin? Don't we have to repent? It's time to put that sin aside and let's get engaged. Let's retake America for godly principles.
What a tremendous insight. Think of America as a person. What a gift America is. It's a miracle in the history of the world. And to think that it has been beaten and left for dead. Who's going to come to its aid? So go to your polling place today and vote. Well, I've been speaking with Gordon Howie, State Senator for South Dakota and CEO of Bighorn Canyon.
Thank you, Scott Craig. God bless you for what you do.
Gordon, thank you. And thank you, everybody, for voting today. This is Scott Craig from Bighorn Canyon Production Studios.